We're back, and forgive me if I've got a little bit of muffled. I'm just trying to swallow my grits. Yep, a little more salt on the grits. All right. The yeah, all of this information is in the Free American, and what I'm sharing with you today that I've taken off of the internet is and the news. By listening to the show, you get the news that you might have to wait a month for from the in the magazine. Bernard von Nothaus and the situation with the Liberty Dollar, the confiscation of the Ron Paul dollars. That's important information. That's why you should be listening to RBM. Why you should be doing that. I mean, but the Free American is the best tool that we have for informing the uninformed. It's not just a matter of trying to tell somebody when it's all here in print and they can read it and they can see all of the variations. You know, the I've got the first story in here is about the fulvic acid, the prehistoric plant life miracle. And I've got that. It's up on the website. It's here. And it's very, very important. It's fulvic acid is one of nature's most powerful organic electrolytes. It's one of the most powerful natural free radical scavengers and antioxidants known. It dissolves minerals and trace elements and provides essential nutrients. And this is what you need to counter the chemtrails, the barium in the chemtrails. So the Free American gives you the information on health. It gives you the information on what's happening to us and let you know who's been targeted, let you know, and it's not just me, folks. They've been doing this to us throughout the years, from Ezra Pound to Ernst Sundell to Joe McCarthy, and all of those stories are in this issue of the Free American. We got to take a break. We'll be right back. You can call us here at 800-313-9443. I'd love to hear from you. And my number is 888-678-1444. You call that to get the Free American. Hang on. We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
One more time, our call-in number is 800-313-9443. I've told you that the Free American is the best tool that we have out there to inform people. And we've got it in the bookstores. Not all of them yet. Barnes & Noble is still holding out. So you might call Barnes & Noble and ask them to please handle the Free American that you consumers want it. And meanwhile, if they don't, then you need to take a proactive part and call and order 10, 25, or 50, or 100 copies of the Free American to let your family, your friends, and your neighbors know what's happening here. And there is no other organization out there that is telling you the truth. We're not racist. We're not anti-Semites. We're not revolutionaries. It's real simple for me. I took an oath to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. I did that when I was 17 years old. And there was no expiration date on there. Now, things have changed a little bit for me. You know, most of you may know what happened to me. 2 years ago, 3 weeks after George Bush allowed the NSA to tap everybody's phones, the phone number, cell phone number that I've had for 10 years, I had for 10 years, was tapped, and somebody was waiting for me. I came by on my motorcycle. They T-boned me, got me to the hospital, kept me unconscious for 3 months. I lost my family. I lost my wife. Pretty much got separated from my children over that. Thanks to the doctors. There was no fault of my sons. They did what they needed to do. They did what they had to do. They kept the Thunder Riders magazine going while I was being kept unconscious. And my ex-wife finally got the message and had me transferred to St. Joseph's Hospital, to Barrow's Neurological Institute, where they took me off of all of the potpourri of drugs they had me on, the Halcyon, the Haldol, the Valium. They took me off of it. And 2 days I was up and walking and talking. And I'm not going to bore you with a repeat of the story of the CIA and the security guards and a nurse that wanted to give me some wonderful injection. And I'm not going to dwell on the fact that because I refused to take the medication that they supplied my family to keep me knocked out, to keep me drugged up. I refused to do that. And I lost my wife over that. That was a pretty heavy blow at the time. But God has a way of working things out, and I'd like to let you know that I am now remarried. My wife's name is Betty. She's a former police officer from Miami. I don't think she was one of the ones that used to chase me around on my motorcycle, but might have been. Might have been. And because she is was an honest cop and an honest police officer, she was targeted too. She took a trip to Cuba and found out what was happening there and what kind of police state that was. And so she was able to recognize it when she saw it happening in Miami. You know, report on your neighbors. You know, talk, you know, said, do the neighborhood watch. You know, sounds good, but it's all tyranny. It's all tyranny. And she was also a subscriber to the Free American, and she wanted to help get it started again, and she came out and did that. And that's the reason you can order this issue right now. You can order this this issue. Now, I've also told you about the riders against illegal immigrants, the Freedom Riders in Phoenix. And it's, you know, they, I told them about the magazine, and I showed them the magazine. I brought the magazine out to them. But they were afraid. They were worried about, well, we've heard you're racist, Clay. We've heard you're anti-Semite. And my answer to them was, well, I've heard you were. That's what they do to demonize anyone that's trying to get the truth out. Are you racist? No. As a matter of fact, one of the writers tried contacted the Aryan Nation and asked them to protect Nacho Ramos, because he was being beaten by the illegals. And they refused. Those are your enemies. That's why the, and they, again, those people are more than likely FBI. They're more than likely BATF. And they want to refer to blacks as mud people. They want to refer to Jews as cocks. They want to refer to Chinese as chinks. They want to refer to anybody that's not white as some kind of using the name for them. Well, that's what the government does to demonize the Vietnamese. They want to call them gooks. To demonize the Germans, they want to call them krauts. Because he just wants you to go out and kill people to help lower the world's population. And that's the problem we've got. How do you fight evil without becoming evil? And these organizations that are jumping up, that are wanting to call other races names. I read you the statistics, how many blacks are in jail here. They've been targeted. And the black folks out there ought to know better than anyone else and any of us what slavery is and how we're being led into slavery and put into slavery. And that's what the, all these, that's what all these laws are about, to demonize us, to put us into jail. That's why the drugs are brought in. And, there should be, as far as I'm concerned, the one thing the libertarians are right, and remember Ron Paul was a libertarian, is there should be no laws against victimless crimes, and nobody should go to jail for growing a little bit of marijuana in your backyard or a little bit of hemp in your backyard. But that's, and Ayn Rand was right. Government has no control over honest citizens. Therefore, they have to make criminals out of us. And try going into a library today and getting a copy of Atlas Shrugged. You probably won't be able to. Now, you want to get the Free American? You want to get 50, 10, 50, or 100 copies? You can do it on the website, or you can call 888-678-1110. 1-888-344-1444. And you can use, you can send a donation via the PayPal links on the website. We certainly use donations. We, last time we called for donations, we got in over $1 million.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Again, I'll take your calls. Love to hear from you. And, yeah, even the ladies can call. My new wife is not that jealous, so. That's because, yeah, I'm going home with her, so. And we've also got a mobile office, and we'll be fixing that up and turning that mobile office into a rolling billboard for Ron Paul. You may not be able to get a Liberty Dollar with Ron Paul's picture on it, but if you're on the highway, you'll be able to see the Free American mobile office with a picture of Ron Paul on that, telling people about Republic Radio, telling them about the Free American, and telling them about the only man out there that's qualified and competent to run this country the way it's supposed to be run, and that's Representative Ron Paul, Dr. Ron Paul. I was doing my second show yesterday, which you can hear at any time. It's up on my website, and also the show is archived on Republic Network. I'll be having more and more guests when I get settled down. We're still on the road here, and I'm spending Thanksgiving with my sons and my granddaughter, and allow them to meet my wife. But we'll still do the show. We'll still be here. But it'll be there's somebody waiting there at 888-678-1444 to take your subscriptions to send you 50-100 copies of the magazine, of this issue of the magazine, and it's a very powerful, very powerful. It'll also have two ads, and every issue to follow will have ads for Ron Paul. He's our one hope for America. This email from Reverend Bender, which I can certainly relate to, because the way he starts out here is why we started the Free American. For many of us, he says, such incidents resonate with those awful hours on April 19th, 1993, when the regime's enforcers immolated scores of innocent people in a religious sanctuary at Mount Carmel in Texas. By the way, that wasn't Waco either. That was Elk, Texas. We think also of such atrocities as the 78-day terror bombing of Yugoslavia in 1999, a campaign meant to force an Orthodox Christian population, ruled, as most are, by a socialist government, to surrender territory they considered sacred to Islamo-Marxist terrorists. And, of course, the ongoing criminal occupation of Iraq testifies powerfully of the true nature of the regime as the world's most powerful and murderous criminal enterprise. Yesterday, and a couple of days ago, the essential nature of the regime was on display in Evansville, Indiana, when agents of the FBI and the Secret Service attacked, I refuse to employ the gilded euphemism, raided, the office of the Liberty Dollar, a company that manufactured beautiful precious metal bullion coins. In an act of undisguised armed robbery, the feds stole the company's inventories of gold and silver and platinum, as well as 2 tons of recently delivered Liberty dollars in gold, silver, and copper, depending on the face of value, bearing the likeness of heroic Republican presidential aspirant Ron Paul, whose campaign, incidentally, had nothing to do with that tribute. The Secret Service was involved in this crime because the regime considers a private manufacturer of precious metal coins to be counterfeiting, and their use in private, voluntarily, fully informed transactions to be a species of fraud. Roughly a year ago, I published an account of the conversation with Becky Bailey of the U.S. Mint. Ms. Bailey had condemned the Liberty Dollar as a criminal enterprise, since what the feds are pleased to call the law forbids the use of gold and silver as legal tender. In a telephone interview, I asked Bailey to answer the following hypothetical question. If an individual went to a local diner and offered a Liberty Dollar in exchange for a meal, and the proprietor agreed to provide that service, is that transaction a crime? Yes, she replied. I'm not an attorney, but our legal team has looked over this carefully, and they're convinced that exchanging gold and silver medallions for goods and services, as if they're real currency, including in barter, is a violation of 18 U.S.C. Section 486. I pointed out the U.S. Constitution authorizes only the use of these metals as legal tender, and that being the case, I ask, how can it be a federal crime to use only the only legal tender recognized by the Constitution private transactions?
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code, or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
We're back again. We got a few minutes left here. 800-313-9443. If you want to chat with me. And okay. Let's see. How we've been demonized, I talked about that a little bit. And how I've been demonized, and Joe McCarthy was demonized. It's now happening. it's now happening to Ron Paul. What they're trying to do on CNN is paint Ron Paul's supporters into terrorists. Yeah, they're trying to say that if you're supporting Ron Paul, you're a terrorist. And this report from Steve Watson says, a sustained media propaganda campaign in support of the move to swing the apparatus of tyranny away from phantom Muslim terrorists and towards the American people is in full operation and may pave the way for further attacks on U.S. soil to be blamed on dissenting Americans who speak out against the war and the rise of the domestic police state. Over the past decade, we have witnessed an extreme acceleration of the physical implementation of a framework and infrastructure ready to receive those who will not go along with a coordinated destruction of traditional American values and freedom. With 9/11 came the first opportunity of the 21st century to radically alter the mentality of America and introduce a new order of society. The corporate media is now preparing the psyche of the American public for a second major shift. This time the war will be to direct the understanding of the manufactured and fraudulent war on terror away from Islamo-fascist and Al-Qaeda and towards dissenting American citizens. Over the past month or so, we've highlighted this ongoing propaganda campaign in articles like the complaints flood CNN after Glenn Beck smears Ron Paul supporters as terrorists, and neocon attack on Ron Paul greasing the skids for implementation of H.R. 1955. Framing the truth movement as terrorist. And Glenn Beck on CNN says 9/11 truthers, insane, dangerous anarchist, the kind of group Timothy McVeigh would come from. And pitching for more dead Americans on neocon fetish. The establishment news hacks such as Glenn Beck, Bill O'Reilly, Hannity, and Limbaugh are raising the same talking point ad infinitum, dubbing the global truth movement, along with the anti-war movement, as anarchist and violent individuals who are aiding terrorists. In the event of another attack on U.S. soil, an army of neocons secretly sharing the same fetish would revel in exploiting a hollow opportunity to say, we told you so, even at the expense of thousands of dead dads, moms, sons, and daughters, and babies. But these are just a mindless frothings of talking heads looking for ratings, some might say. But when you take them in context with the ongoing actions of the government, a clearer, more deadly picture emerges. The propaganda coincides with a House Homeland Security Subcommittee hearing on terrorism and the Internet held last week, broadcast on C-SPAN, which featured a panel of experts, including representatives formerly of the Rand Corporation and the Simon Wiesenthal Center, who presented the 9/11 Truth websites alongside sites that celebrate the attacks and other training in terrorist tactics. In the current context, this unified assault also dovetails with the advance of H.R. 55, entitled the Violent Radicalization and Homegrown Terrorism Prevention Act of 2007, which is vaguely worded and could easily be used to label activist groups as terrorist recruiters. Past legislation written up and in many cases implemented by the Bush administration has completely cleared the path for the targeting of American citizens as enemy combatants and systematically destroying the Bill of Rights. Here's a brief recap of that legislation. Executive order blocking property of certain persons who threaten stabilization efforts in Iraq. back in July this year. There's equally, there's vaguely worded, we signed an access and amendment to the National Emergencies Act. It states that any American citizen who threatens the peace and stability of Iraq and undermines effort to promote reconstruction and reform there may have all of the property and interest seized by the Treasury Department without warning. And many of the, I don't know if that relates to what happened to Liberty Dollars, but it certainly is part of it. Many of the anti-war movement have viewed this as a move to target protesters. It certainly is the case that anti-war protesters have been heavily surveilled by the FBI, the NSA, and the Pentagon at meetings and rallies, as many mainstream sources have reported this year. And H.R. 6166, the Military Commissions Act, slamming the final nail in the coffin of everything America used to stand for, the bootlegging U.S. Senate gave President Bush a legal authority to abduct and sexually mutilate American citizens and American children in the name of the war on terror, in passing the Military Commissions Act and officially ending habeas corpus in September of 2006. There is nothing in the detainee legislation that protects American citizens from being kidnapped by their own government and tortured. New York Times stated that the legislation introduced a dangerously broad definition of illegal enemy combatant in the bill that could subject legal residents of the United States, as well as foreign citizens living in their own countries, to summary arrest and indefinite detention with no hope of appeal. The president could give the power to apply this label to anyone he wanted. Yale professor Bruce Ackerman states in the L.A. Times that compromise legislation authorizes the president to seize American citizens as enemy combatants even if they've never left the United States, and once thrown into a military prison, they cannot expect a trial by their peers or any other norm of normal protections under the of the Bill of Rights. And similarly, law professor Marty Lederman explains the subsection of the definition of unlawful enemy combatant means that if the Pentagon says you're an unlawful enemy combatant, whatever criteria they wish, using whatever criteria they wish, then as far as Congress and U.S. law is concerned, you are one, whether or not you have any had any connection to hostilities at all. And subsection 4B, 26 of the section 950V of the bill contains a definition of wrongfully aiding the enemy, which labels all American citizens who breach their alliance to President Bush and the actions of the government as terrorists, subject to possible arrest, torture, and conviction in front of a military tribunal. Section 950J of the bill also preemptively criminalizes any challenge to the nation's legality by the Supreme Court or any United States court and allows the use of torture that is incidental to lawful sanctions. There's also the Joint John Warner Defense Authorization Act. The Bush junta quietly tooled up to utilize the U.S. military in engaging American dissidents after the next big crisis with a frightening and overlooked piece of legislation that was passed along with the Military Commissions Act, the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, which greases the skids for armed confrontation and abolishes posse comitatus. The the martial law, Presidential Directive 51, new legislation signed on March 9, 2007, declares that in the event of a catastrophic event, the president can take control over the government and the country, bypassing all other levels of the government at the state, federal, local, territorial, and tribal levels, thus ensuring total unprecedented dictatorial power. And the National Security and Homeland Security Presidential Directive, which also places the Secretary of Homeland Security in charge of domestic security, was signed earlier without the approval or oversight of Congress, and seemingly supersedes the National Emergency Act, which allows the president to declare a national emergency, but also requires that Congress have the authority to modify, rescind, or render dormant such a emergency authority if it believes the president has acted inappropriately. The scope of the program is so secretive that even the Homeland Security committee member and Congressman Peter DeFazio was denied access to view the classified portions of the documents. And, of course, the USA Patriot Act, the party line often heard from the neocons in their attempt to defend the Patriot Act, either circulated around the contention that the use of the Patriot Act has never been abused and that it isn't likely to be used against American citizens. And the Patriot Act was a boilerplate from which all subsequent attacks on the Constitution were formed. And the Patriot Act, too, was a mirror image of the powers that Julius Caesar and Adolf Hitler gave themselves, whereas the first Patriot Act only gathered the first, third, and fourth, and fifth amendments and seriously damaged the seventh and tenth. The second Patriot Act reorganized the entire federal government as well as many areas of state government under the dictatorial control of the Justice Department, the Department of Homeland Security, and FEMA, NORTHCOM Military Command. The Domestic Security Enhancement Act of 2003, also known as the Second Patriot Act, is by its very structure the definition of dictatorship. The once covert and now exposed anti-terror documents wiretapping, domestic wiretapping program was proven that the Bush administration has targeted American citizens in the war on terror. And that's day one, folks, on April of 2004, that they targeted me with. Months before the September 11th attack, President Bush secretly authorized the National Security Council to eavesdrop on Americans and others inside the United States and search for evidence of terrorist activity without the court-approved warrants ordinarily required for domestic spying, according to the government, reported the New York Times on December 16th of 2002, months after the September 11th attack. And this secret warrantless spying program was a complete violation of both the Fourth Amendment and FISA. Not content with being lawfully allowed to force ISPs and cell phone companies to turn over data about customers without a warrant, the Bush administration pushed for even more authority to spy on American citizens and was handed a six-month window this August within which to impose any surveillance policy it likes, and for that program to remain legal into perpetuity. The types of programs are not new. Precursor search is COINTELPRO, and many other incarnations of the same kind of surveillance programs have been targeted in America for decades. And in a police state, the police are national, powerful, authoritarian, and inevitably national governments yield to the temptation to use the military to do the heavy lifting. Once the military is used, however minor initially, the march toward martial law becomes irresistible. Ron Paul told you that in June 25th of 1997. And the Posse Comitatus Act is a recognition that the framers of the Constitution had a deep distrust of centralized government, particularly centralized military power that might be used against the people. State militias were preferred over a national army in times of major disaster or emergency. It has been state governors, not the president, who called out the state's contingent National Guard. We've witnessed over a long period of time how Posse Comitatus is systematically being erased after 9/11. This was particularly accelerated. Also, all the so-called experts were calling for changes to long-standing laws in order to protect us, and this led to scores of lower-level government officials pleading for exactly what the criminal elements higher up wanted all along. Senator John Warner says our way of life has forever changed. Should this law now be changed to enable our active duty military to more forcefully join other domestic assets in this war against terrorism? So let's get this right. Terrorists attack us because they hate our freedoms, and so the answer is to get rid of our freedoms? And here's a former Homeland Security Thomas Ridge. Calling to abolish Homeland Security. Before the war on terror, it was clear that there was a preparation afoot for such eventualities. Nothing is under review. This has always been the agenda. They were erasing Posse Comitatus 14 years ago. And in 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, Alex Jones presented footage of troops training to put Americans into concentration camps, and this footage includes interrogations and a retired Marine admitted in 1988 he was kicking down doors in Norfolk, Virginia. The Marines would be ordered to the local police station where they would don police uniforms, and then they would go to the local gun shop or dealer's home and take them down. And in Operation Urban Warrior, actors posed as American citizens who were unconstitutionally seized from their homes by the military and police. And these Americans were rounded up and confined behind barbed wire. The actors were told to demand to be set let free and say they had rights. They were also told to demand food and water. The troops, in turn, were taught to ignore them and to order them to behave in orderly fashion. Civil obedience will not be disobedience, will not be tolerated, was one of the many disturbing statements heard to emanate from the military's loudspeakers. All right, my number at the office is 888-678-1444. Our number here, 800-313-9443. Well, we'll be right back after these messages.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Bye.
slapping bandit.
Gender. Terrier girl. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Folks, number at the office is 888-678-1444. George, again, my number here at the office is 888-678-1444, and you can talk to Emmy or Nikki or Pam there. They'll be glad to take an order and get you copies of the Free American, get you a subscription for the Free American, or get you any of the Miracle 2 soap or the Abregusun or the New American Heritage and Healthline. George from Florida, how are you, sir?
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
You know, the thing is, I got all the Alex Jones martial law, Road to Tyranny, and you know, the thing is, it's like these police officers.
Speak up just a little bit, George. I'm having a little hard time hearing you.
Yes, I've seen all the Alex Jones films concerning martial law and the tyranny with the police force. Can you still hear me?
Yeah, okay, I got my volume up a little bit now. Go ahead.
Well, anyway, these local police, they're sucking up to the federal government, and yet they don't seem to realize that the Delta Force is trained to take over the very police station they operate. That their first order of operation is take out the local police.
Well, the problem is that they're not pretty much not privy to the information that you're getting on the show. You know, we are being painted, I am being painted as a terrorist, as a anti-government, and, you know, the truth is that I'm more pro-government than most of the government people there. I honor the oath I took to defend the Constitution.
I gotta say, I'm pro-government, but I just don't like the people that are running the show.
You know, the problem is when you've got FBI agents and you've got CIA agents out there, you know, they think they're doing the right thing by following the orders of the president. But if the president owes his loyalty to one world government and not the Constitution, then we've got a real problem there, and we do have that problem there. He is all of the legislation I just shared with you, he signed to take over the Constitution, and we know his feelings about it. Let's see, how did he put it? Oh, yeah, the Constitution is just a goddamn piece of paper.
Yep. But like I say, you know, the thing is, I'm hearing the military is in revolt now against them.
Well, I urge you to get a subscription to the Free American. I urge you to get this issue to the Free American and try to distribute it to your friends and neighbors. And I'm also urging people to get back to the small towns. Tomorrow I'm going to tell you, since it's I'm going to be pretty much getting ready to celebrate Thanksgiving tomorrow.
Thank you.
I'm going to be telling you about an answer. I call it Liberty Villages. And it's really about small town America and how we need to get back to it. I'm Clay Douglas, and this is a Free American Show, 888-678-1444, to get your tool against tyranny. Thanks, George.
With research.